Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is here with the sports news.
Yeah, good morning, Anya. We've Ireland playing in Bulgaria tonight in the first leg of their Nations League playoff. Their turn legs in Dublin on Sunday night. It's a promotion relegation tie. A lot of people are wondering what are we playing in.
David Duff was wondering that at the weekend.
Yeah, as well. The Section A, Section B, Section C in the Nations League. We finished second from bottom in our group in Section B, so we're going to play a side that finished second from the top in their group in Section C, and whoever comes through will be in B. That's where it's at. It's our first game since losing 5-0 to England at Wembley 4 months ago, so we need a good performance. The match is live on RTE2 Television and 2FM. We'll be going live to Bulgaria later. But who's going to play up front for Ireland? Well, the Irish coach, Heimir Helgrimsson, gave his thoughts on the issue yesterday when discussing Evan Ferguson and Troy Parrott. First, his views on Ferguson following his move to West Ham, but he's still not getting much game time after switching from Brighton.
I believe he can start. If he will, we'll see. But I believe he can start. If he can do 90 minutes, we need to see that. But obviously, like all coaches, not only national team coaches, you like to have your players play day in, day out. So a little bit disappointed that he hasn't played more minutes after changing clubs. But his time will come for sure. Personnel is not the issue here. Is we can play with two strikers or a striker and a 10. That's just it. So we can switch between and in games, etc. So who plays with whom? I think everybody in the squad can play together with each other. So what is good about Troy now? He's like I say, he's much fit. So he's playing 80 plus minutes every game now, two games a week. So yeah, and been in. Impressive, and I think he is growing in strength, like the coach says. I think his confidence is growing as well. So, yeah, he's been impressive.
So an example of where we stand in European football at the moment, the other games in our section tonight are Armenia versus Georgia, Kosovo versus Iceland, Slovakia versus Slovenia. In the top section, the A quarterfinals, it's the big wigs, Croatia against France, Denmark versus Portugal, Italy versus Germany, Netherlands versus Spain. In the Women's Champions League last night, Manchester City inflicted Chelsea's first defeat of the season, a 2-0 victory for City, and Barcelona beat Wolfsburg 4-1. In Gaelic games, Colm Costello scored 1-9 as Galway beat Leitrim by 11 points in their Connacht under-20 championship opener in Clune. The game had a lot of focus on it after Leitrim's highly controversial decision to forfeit their league match against Fermanagh last weekend, partly due to injuries and partly due to players playing in that under-20 match last night. Stephen Poacher had stressed the importance of the under-20 championship campaign when he explained the decision, but Galway won it comfortably by 121 to Leitrim's 110. Mayo finished strongly to beat Roscommon, 115 to 13 points, and there were two games in Ulster. The defending champions Tyrone beat Down easily, 315 to 11 points, and Donegal had 10 points to spare over Fermanagh, 118 to 8 points there. In rugby, Ireland scrum half Craig Casey could make his return from injury as soon as Saturday week, when Munster play Connacht in Castlebar in the URC. The 25-year-old had surgery after suffering a knee injury last December. There'll be no play today in Golf Singapore Classic because of bad weather. Round one will take place tomorrow. On the Ladies European Tour, Lauren Walsh is 2 under par at the New South Wales Open, 4 off the lead. Anna Foster finished 1 over, and Annabelle Wilson is 4 over. And racing this afternoon is in Cork, Evan.